podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How you doing, Andy? You good?
I'm all right. Well, no, I'm not. So, and the reason for that is...
Gordo related?
I had to do one of the things today that I hate most out of, like, all things, and that is driving at rush hour.
Yeah,
which I hate, especially in the dark and in the rain, just sitting there, just going nowhere. Awful.
It's nice that you started the podcast on such a bright note.
It might explain why I'm not my usual chirpy, happy-go-lucky self. He's been out driving at rush hour again. So, but apart from that, yeah, I'm grand. How are you?
Pretty good. All right, week. You had a better week than me last week. One team away from what I'd say would be a very, very good week. But yeah, I'm excited to have a guest on this week to deflect some of that. I mean, we did well on the charity, obviously, last week, which was great.
I came in,
and that was locked in, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later on. But yeah, I'm excited to have Mr. English Leagues back. Although his English Leagues pick last time, he was much better abroad than last time. So I don't know what's happening. I'm glad to see him back, and obviously it's Dave Greenfield here. Hey Dave, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad, guys. Thanks. Decent week for you too last week. I must say though, I backed Bankers Values and Charities one bet. So one of you let me down.
Not me.
I'll just Bordeaux myself out of here.
Yeah, that was frustrating because it was a really good week. Yeah. Outside of that, there was plenty of good stuff going on. Just myself and Gordon on the show last week. We were guestless, so there was only 8 picks, and we'll run through them quickly and let you know how we got on last week. Starting with the banker picks, as always, 2 bankers, both from Germany. No surprises here, really, in the teams that were selected. Mine was Bayern away at Hertha. Ended up being quite a close and exciting game. Bayern won this game 3-2, but it paid out after 37 minutes when they went 2-0 up. Backing it on 3-6-5, it was a bit of a non-event, which is always the way you want the banker to be. Non-eventful, in early, done. So Bayern Munich winning at odds of, small odds, but banker odds of 1-4.
Yeah, I will echo Andy's pick, basically. I took Dortmund to the other side of the Bundesliga hierarchy. Mine was paid out after 12 minutes, so they were 2-0 up. Gio Reyna and Yusuf Moukoko, who's living up to his billing as a guy who's going to score like 20 goals a season for them.
Supplier is going to be.
A bit terrifying, that guy. But to be fair, he was at Bochum. If you've ever looked at Bochum's lineup, they've got guys that used to like get occasional game time in the SPL. So I'm not that like... He's going against Christian Gamboa.
What is this, Australia? Bochum.
Yeah, exactly. What is this, Australian national team? Jackson Irvine actually plays with them as well, so it is. Dortmund went on to win this 3-0. It was 2-1 for a moment, but VAR sorted me right out, took that goal off Bochum, but they were paid out. So again, 1-4, actually kicked off at 2-7. The banker double that we recommended came in. So on to the values.
My value pick was the first pick of the weekend, actually. It was the final week of the Japanese J-League. Regular listeners, or even occasional listeners, will know one of my favourite tournaments worldwide. And we came into it with Yokohama F. Marinos leading Kawasaki Frontale by 2 points. So on the final week of the season, Kawasaki needed to win to force the issue, which they did. Although not in the most comfortable manner ever. They beat Tokyo 3-2 at odds of 3-4. So the bet came in, and it's all the more impressive considering Kawasaki had a man sent off in the 29th minute when they were 1-0 up. So they were able to still win the game. Yokohama also beat Vissel Kobe 3-1. So it didn't actually matter. Yokohama are the Japanese J-League champions for 2022, but the value bet came in. So banker and value in the bag.
So they were locked in for Andy, which meant that our fourfold that we touted last week was resting on my shoulders, and this was a Saturday at 2 p.m. This was Nîmes versus Bordeaux, and I'd taken Bordeaux away at the odds of 8-7 or 11-10, so just over even money. This was at that time top versus second bottom. Nîmes scored early and then just held the ball, or attempted to keep the ball out of the net for the rest of the game. Bordeaux had 69% possession, 14 shots and 14 goal attempts, 3 shots and goals, 7 off goal. Like they went at them, but just couldn't get it the ball over the line at any point. So disappointing there. So I let down the, as Dave suggested, sixfold that he had on.
Fourfold that I suggested.
Fourfold that was on, and probably a variety of other bets, including quite a lot of my own. It always seems to be the pick that you're like, ah, I'll just stick that in a couple of coupons. I'll be locked in there. But it didn't quite work out for me there. And the value pick didn't come in. So we've actually lost Andy here. Oh, he's back. You've returned.
Unlucky. Unlucky. Did you lose me for a bit there?
Yeah, lost you for a bit there. You just kind of froze, looked sideways, and then like you would either be very still or a thingy there. So yeah, to round off that section, value L for me, and passed on that L to quite a lot of other people. So disappointing there.
I cannot win them all, but overall a good selection of picks. 3 out of 4 in the early picks. On to the outsiders. Mine was the last pick of the weekend. It was Monday in the Danish Superliga at 6 p.m. Midtjylland versus Nordsjælland. Nordsjælland top of the table. They are still top of the table, although this bet did not come in. The game finished a 0-0 draw. So Midtjylland should never have been favourites in that game. So I feel vindicated that while the bet didn't come in, it wasn't a home win. So yeah, no outsider win for me, but I was definitely on the right side of that.
Same boat for me. I had Valenciennes versus Caen, 1 each. Game ended up. So Caen took the lead after 33 minutes with Mendy, and Valenciennes levelled it up. Pretty even game, as was predicted there. Valenciennes had slightly more of the ball, slightly less goal attempts. But again, we're at 21-10, you're looking for a team that can, we're on the right side of that. I wasn't taking a 6-5 outsider for a team that hadn't won a game. They've only taken 4 points away from home all season. 5 now. Congratulations, Colm. But yeah, so no outside, no outsider there. But yeah, on the right side of it again.
Yep. So a couple of decent shouts on another day. They easily go our way. Pretty happy with the performance there. And then on to the charity pick. So this is a pick from each of the hosts on the show that week. Only 2 of us last week, so it was a double. My pick was in the German Bundesliga for Frankfurt to win away from home at Augsburg, which they did 2-1 after going a goal down within the first minute.
If you want to concede a goal, it's the best time to do so.
Oh, like, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Plenty of time. You get plenty of time to get back in the game. They're just best. There's a bit of golfing class there and in form as well. So I wasn't, it was annoying getting that instant notification, but I wasn't particularly worried. And Frankfurt went on to win the game. So leg one in.
Leg two was with me, Frosinone versus Perugia. So this was top versus bottom in the Italian Serie B. Frosinone won this game 1-0 after a 41st minute goal for them. They held that one out. That sounds like it was quite a tense game, but if you look at the second half stats, Perugia didn't have a shot on target. So they were quite happy to just go down 1-0. The charity double landed, obviously with a double and those odds not being fantastic. I think, what did we end up returning?
My game was 4-5, so it was just under even money, and I think yours was 13-20. So it returned £27.53, I think, which went to Movember. It just seemed like a good thing to do. One of the shows, a friend of the show, Bob Alexander's Movember effort, and we've lined up someone else that gets so all the charity bets for November will go towards the Movember effort and the fundraising that they do for men's health. So hopefully we can get another one in this week and bigger.
Yeah, I mean, there's three of us this week.
Sure, Gordon's odds will still be rotten.
Actually, you know, first of all, you can get fucked because mine's about 13-10 this week. So yeah, I'm back
oh,
on.
What's going on here?
I'm nearly an outsider.
Oh, right, I know why that's happened. It's because you're back in it. Right.
Well, I mean, if I'm back in it, surely I'd be wanting a lower odds thing so I could shuffle it across. But yeah, looking forward to this weekend and landing some more picks. And I know we're about to go into the midsection, but I would just like to highlight that our midsection picks from last week were pretty good. Yeah, I had one in the French lower league. So this was in the Ligue Nationale. A kind of informed team for me at the moment, Concarneau, who are running away with that league. They're about, if they did a 10-point payout, they'd be getting it next week for them. They ran out winners 3-1 against Sedan, the guys with a little pig badge, if you're in the midsection. But yeah, they actually paid. They went down 1-0 and ended up winning it at just under even money. So yeah, come join us in the midsection and find out some more of the spicy picks that we've got in there.
And if you do want to join us in the midsection, that Gordon's talking about our Patreon content, so you just need to go to patreon.com/tramplebet or download the Patreon app. It's £6 a month. It really helps the show out, helps us out as a going concern. Keeps the podcast going, essentially. And you get some stuff back. You get the midsection instead of the advert that everyone else will hear. You get the podcast as a video as soon as it's released. And you also get the cheat sheet, which is all the picks written down, so you don't have to remember the picks from the show that you like the sound of. So patreon.com/tramplebet, or just search for Tramplebet on the Patreon app. We'll see you there. The rest of you, we shall see you after this short break. Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, November 12th, 2022. Myself, Gordo, and Dave will give a pick each in the following categories as usual: banker picks, value picks, outsider picks, and then we'll each provide a pick we will lump together as a treble, put a tenner on it, and any returns, like last week, will go to a charity of our choosing. And because it's November, it'll go to the Movember effort, men's health charity. So let's kick off with the banker bets. We got both in last week. We're usually very good at getting all the bankers in. I am in the Danish Superliga at Saturday, 3 p.m. UK time, for Silkeborg versus Lyngby. And the home win for Silkeborg is better than 1-2. It's 6-11 right now on Bet365, which is quite high price for a banker bet. Silkeborg are in fourth place in the league, 24 points from 16 games, whereas Lyngby are dead last, only 5 points all season from 16 games. They've scored 13 goals but conceded a massive 32. They're yet to win any away games. They've only managed 2 points from 8 away games all season. And Silkeborg will just relish the opportunity to regain some form here against a team that is really, really struggling. I think better than 1-2 is a great price for this.
Nice one. I'll take your word for it. In those leagues, I'm going to move us to a more tried and tested league for us. For me specifically, it's the Sierra A. Long-time listeners or listeners over the last 8 weeks would be unsurprised to know that I'm backing Napoli once again. So this weekend, they play against Udinese. They're playing just now. They're drawing 0-0 with Empoli, but they're all over them. Udinese are also playing just now. They're currently drawing one each with someone along the lines of Lecce. It's around that part of the table. It is Spezia. There we go. It was in the Lecce line. Someone really just above the relegation zone. So Napoli are a quite big price for this just now. They're 1-2 against an Udinese team who haven't been playing well. They started quite well, but they had a 0-0 draw with Cremonese last week, and a 0-0 draw with Lazio in there. The head-to-heads here with Napoli playing at home are fantastic. Last five games, five Napoli wins: 2-1, 5-1, 2-1, 4-2, 4-2. Napoli's home form has been sensational. 4-0 against Sassuolo, 3-0 against Rangers, 3-2 against Bologna, 4-2 against Ajax. They're running through teams at the moment. Kvaratskhelia, the boy they've got, the Georgian fella, is banging them in at the moment, and there's a real feel-good factor there for them just now. Crucially, they beat Atalanta last week, who were up towards the top of the table 2-1. And they did it from a goal down. So, yeah. The only thing I will say about this is Udinese prior to this, so their away form prior to those last two games hasn't been too bad. You know, they've been beating teams. I think Napoli have enough to do to beat them here. So, Andy, you have your hand up.
Napoli have just scored. Their odds are 1-16 live in play against Empoli. So, I know that you said that they were drawing and they were, but while you were giving that brilliant rundown, they went and got a goal just to further emphasise how good a pick this is.
Fantastic. I look forward to this kicking off at 1-5. Yeah, it's currently 1-2 just now. I think it's a really good price. I'll get the pod up tonight. And if you can get on it now, do it. They will not kick off anywhere near that. I think there's a standard format for teams that are like, you know, I think they've just got like a holding.
Yeah, for setting initial odds.
Yeah, essentially. So, Dave, obviously welcome back. Banker. What are you taking us?
So I'm in League One on Saturday.
Fantastic.
And it's Ipswich against Cheltenham. And Ipswich here are 2-7. So you've got Ipswich there, second in the league. 37 points from there. 17 games. Scored 35. We've only conceded 18. Where you've got Cheltenham in 19th. They've only got 18 points. They've only scored 13 goals. They've only conceded 20, but not too bad. Ipswich have only lost one home game in the last 9 in all competitions. Took one draw and the rest have won. They've also only conceded 5 goals in those 9 home games. They're averaging 2.1 goals per match as well. So obviously they're scoring quite a bit. Cheltenham have lost the last 3 away games and drawn one. They've only scored twice in their last 4 away games as well. They're also ranked 23rd in average goals scored. So they've got 0.8 goals scored a match on average.
Almost a goal a match.
Yeah. Obviously isn't great. So I think Ipswich will have far, far too much for here. Just add another point. Brings nothing to this pick, but I don't know if you... Did you say Ipswich is... last game against Charlton last week?
I did not. Inform me. What happened?
So, they were away at Charlton last week. It was 2-2 going into the 90th minute. Ipswich score twice in the 91st and 94th minute to go 4-2 up away.
Paid out. Great.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been paid out. Charlton score in the 96th and the 99th minute and the game finishes 4-4. There's 4 goals in stoppage time. It was just absolutely mental.
That is fantastic. That is unless you're on the you know,
you got a payout though, don't you? If you're on an Ipswich win. Happy days. Exactly, yeah. All done. Locked in.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get that drama this time around. I think
Don't want that drama, Dave. What are all these games? All these games early paid out, boom, we're done. Banker treble in, and the banker treble at Bet365 just now. You've got Silkeborg at 8-15, and Napoli at 1-2, Ipswich at 2-7, 1.95-1, so just shy of 2-1. And you'll get a 5% bonus as well. You know, they do that, it trebles and upwards, you get a bonus. So essentially, we're talking 2-1 for the banker treble this week. On to the value picks. Now, the Japanese J-League may be over in Yokohama F. Marinos crown champions, but there's the small matter of the promotion playoff. So the way that this works in Japan is the bottom 2 teams of the J1 League and the top 2 teams of the J2 League just switch promotion relegation like normal. But teams placed 3rd, 4th, 5th, and then in the second tier, play off a wee sort of series of playoffs to eventually meet the 3rd bottom team. So it's very similar to the SBL. So that's Kyoto Sanga finished 3rd bottom of the J1 League, and they play Roasso Kumamoto and in a winner-take-all one-off game. Now, the way that these Japanese playoff games work is a wee bit strange compared to football as we know it. If it's a draw, the higher-seeded team just win.
Look, Dave went with that American format where you just make up a rule. Yeah.
There's no Yeah, there's no penalties. There's no nothing. And the higher seeded team also gets home advantage. So if it's a draw, the higher seeded team, the home team, just go through. So Kyoto Sanga technically only need to draw this game in order to stay in the J1 League, whereas Ruasu Kumamoto would need to win in order for them to be promoted and Sanga to be relegated. So as I said, Sanga finished the J1 season 16th place. They're in this winner-take-all game. But they've been really solid, actually, throughout the J1 League campaign. They fell only 1 point short of safety, 1 point behind Gamba Osaka. They're good at keeping things really tight. And for a team that finished third bottom, they only conceded 38 goals across their 34 games, which I think is actually quite impressive. To put that into some context, the teams that finished in 17th and 18th conceded 54 and 57 goals, respectively. So much, much tighter at the back, good defensive record. Kumamoto finished the J2 League in fourth place. They were 13th points off of automatic promotion, so it wasn't like they were setting the league alight. They drew both their playoff games 2-2, as the home side both and the higher ranked team went through it to the next round. So they've been taking advantage of that. But they are conceding goals. So they scored twice at home in both those games and conceded two goals. Kyoto Sanga are just used to playing much better opposition than Kumamoto. And they've been successful at defending against J1 sides all year. Kumamoto will know they have to push to win this game. A draw is no good for them. And as a result, there should be a lot of opportunities for Kyoto Sanga to hit them on the break and to score goals, which I think they will do. You're getting them at better than evens for a home win here. And while they don't necessarily need to win at home, I think they will win at home. And 12 to 11 is a good price. And that's where the value is. So this game's at 5 minutes past four on Sunday morning. And you'll find it under Japan J1 League.
Nice one. I mean,
Kyoto Sanga to beat Ruasu Kumamoto. The odds aren't up on Bet365 yet for this game, so I'm taking those odds from William Hill, the 12 to 11 price you can get just now.
Nice one. Well, I very much hope to wake up to that rolling in. First of all, I'm going to apologise for the pick that I'm bringing to the next one, because I am on a bogey team.
You had your own rule. You're breaking your own rule.
I'm breaking my own rule for good reason, right? So I have quite a lot to talk about in this game. So you can it till the end where you can call it shite, right? So let's start with, I'm going to take Morton to beat Queen's Park here. And I know that Morton generally fuck me over. And I've actually backed this fixture before and they lost 5-1. But Partick have been rubbish recently. They were 2-0 up against Dundee at the weekend and lost 3-2. They've lost 5 on the spin the last 5 games. So against Dundee, Raith, Ayr, Queen's Park and Aberdeen in the Cup. Morton have been pretty good here. So in their last 5 games, they've drawn 2-1-3, beating Inverness at home, Raith at home and Hamilton home. Inverness and Hamilton, they beat 4-5-0. So they're beating teams quite comfortably. They drew with Dundee and they drew with Ayr in there as well. Morton have been good this season. You know, Dougie Emery's got the team playing pretty well. They're in second position. You know, they haven't pushed for this in a long time. That league is incredibly tight at the top, though, in the Scottish Championship, where second and seventh are separated by 2 points. So you know you're not in chance of getting relegated, but you're out of the playoffs as soon as you lose a game. So pretty kind of crucial game for them to be beaten, coming into a team who are not playing well at all. So a wee bit for Dave here, Depo Akinyemi. So a guy who was playing in the English lower leagues this season got transferred to Ayr this season. He's played with Stevenage, Aldershot, St Albans, Bishop Stropford, Dulwich Hamlet and Welling prior to this. Arrived at Ayr, played 14 games, scored 11 goals, assisted 4. He's been unbelievable. He's basically arrived in the league and was like, everyone's shite here. I'm going to be all right. So he's got bigger guys looking at him just now. He's one of these guys that, like, on flash score, you can scroll right back through. He's like, loan, return from loan, loan, return from loan. So him, he's tearing up the league at the moment with Ayr. He's scoring that. But Morton have got a couple of guys that have been banging them in recently. Robbie Muirhead, who ex-Dundee United player there, Andy, is scoring plenty at the moment for Morton. As is Grant Gillespie. So two ex-Dundee United players are banging them in for Morton this season. I just think it's a good time for to be playing Partick Thistle. And you can get them at what I think is a bit of a ridiculous odds of 11-8. So they're a big price. Andy, do you want to say anything about Morton?
No, not really, but I do want to confirm that game's against Partick Thistle, not Queen's Park, because you did
Partick Thistle, yeah. Apologies, yeah.
Just in case it confuses anyone, it's Morton versus Partick Thistle. It's probably a game I'd just stay away from, but now I'll feel compelled to back it because I back all the fucking podcast picks.
I think they'll have enough to beat Queen's Partick Thistle.
I'm going to trust you.
I just
don't like it.
Dave, what have you got? Take me away from this. What have you got in the value area?
So I'm in League 2, again, Saturday at 3 o'clock. And it's Rochdale against Mansfield. And I'm going to take Mansfield 13-10. So Mansfield are in ninth with 27 points from their 16 games. Scored 25, conceded 21. Rochdale are in 22nd. They're only took 12 points from 16. And a bit like our last, a bit like Cheltenham in my last pick, they've only scored 12 goals all season. They've conceded 23. Also, they've all got the same average rank goals per game at 0.8.
Almost a goal.
Yeah, we love a team that aren't scoring at least one a game. But Mansfield have taken 12 points from 8 away games. Rochdale have only taken 4 points from their 7 home games. They've only scored 6 goals at home this season. Rochdale have lost the last 3. Now they've lost 3 and drawn 1 in the last 4 league games. Whereas Mansfield won the last away game out against Barrow. But before that, they lost to Swindon and Crawley, drew with Newport. So they had a bit of a dodgy 3 games. But before that, they only lost 1 in 10. You know, they're only a couple of points off the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to the playoffs last season. They're second in big chances created in the Excellent. League.
Good stat.
And I've got a great one for you. They've had the most penalties this season, Mansfield, with 5 penalties. If you fancy a bet on Mansfield to score a penalty in this game, it's 5-1 for Mansfield to score a pen. Which I thought was a nice little side bet.
I like that. I do like that.
Yeah. I mean, look, Rochdale haven't scored in the last 2 league games either. So I think if Mansfield can take the lead here and hold out, hopefully Rochdale won't have a mad day where they end up scoring a lot more than they should. But
I'm fine with them scoring 0.8 goals. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Good pick though, Dave. What's the price of it, did you say? Sorry.
13-10, Mansfield.
13-10.
Yeah.
Nice. So you combine that in with all picks over evens this week in the value section. So that's pretty cool. Kyoto Sanga, Morton, and Mansfield, 10.4-1 for the value treble, which is pretty hefty.
That is.
Although you may have to wait for that price to come up on Bet365 for Kyoto Sanga. Yeah, I mean, you probably. I don't know because it's considered a J1 league game. I wonder if they still do the early payout rule on that, even though it's the playoffs. Yeah, even though it's the playoffs as opposed to just a regular season game. Who knows? I would expect it to come in anyway. I'm certainly not thinking that'll be an early payout game that you're reliant on it. If Sanga go 2-0 up and they don't concede goals, they're not going to throw away a 2-0 lead against Ruaso Kumamoto. But hey. Anyway, on to the outsiders. So this is where we look for something the bookies have priced up as an underdog that we quite fancy. Obviously, they're not going to come in with the same regularity that the banker bets do, but it's something that we think there should be a little bit of interest in and certainly some outside value. My game's in the German Bundesliga, Saturday at 2:30 p.m. for Hoffenheim against Wolfsburg. The teams are only separated by 1 point. Hoffenheim on 18 points through 13 games, Wolfsburg on 17. Hoffenheim haven't been great at home. They've only got 10 points from 7 home matches. Wolfsburg managed 8 points from 7 away games. But form-wise, Wolfsburg are currently the better performers. 9 points from their last 5 games, whilst Hoffenheim have managed just the 4 points. Wolfsburg are now 8 games in a row unbeaten. So they're really coming into a good purple patch. Well, as Hoffenheim, they haven't managed to win in their last 3 matches. So in the league so far, pretty much equally matched. But the home away split, equally matched. But form heavily favours the visitors here. I just think Wolfsburg are overpriced at a 13-5 underdog. 13-5. That's closer to 3-1 than it is to 2-1. So yeah, my pick for this weekend in the outsider column is Wolfsburg.
Okie dokie. another EP league as well, which is nice in an outsider. More likely to go up 2-0 in that and possibly throw it away. So I'm also in a league.
I mean, can I also point out right now as we record this, Wolfsburg are currently beating Borussia Dortmund 1-0 in the 83rd minute.
Yeah.
So if you want any more evidence on Wolfsburg's form actually being reliable, beating Borussia Dortmund's pretty good.
I'll give you that. Okie dokie. Well, I take you to another big European league. This is on Sunday in Liga Anne. This is Strasbourg versus Lorient. And I fancy the away team Lorient to win this game at 12-5. So big price. So let's talk about why. Strasbourg have been not very good this season. They had a good year last year, but they haven't quite followed up on that. They've taken 10 points from their first 14 games. Contrast that with Lorient, who've taken 27 from their 14. And they were very unlucky at the weekend, narrowly beaten by PSG 2-1. I think it took to the 84th minute for PSG to get the winner against them. Lorient are challenging for the European and Champions League spots. They're that 27-point total has them tied with Monaco and Marseille and 1 point behind Rouen in third place. Strasbourg are firmly in the welcome to League Two and the Friday night features zone, being down in 18th place. The reason I like this game so much is Lorient have been fantastic away from home, taking 14 points from their 7 games. Their last 5 away games have seen them draw 2 each with Troyes, beat Brest, beat Auxerre, beat AC Ajaccio, and a loss into Lens in there, which is just no crime at the moment considering they're second in the league. If you look at Strasbourg's home form, 3 draws and 2 losses in there to Lille and Rouen, both teams that Lorient are right beside this season. So I just think this game has got much more chance of coming out on Lorient's favour than it does on Strasbourg's, and you can get them at 12-5, 23-10, or 11-5, depending on your bookmaker. So that is my outsider pick on Sunday. Dave, where are you and what have you got?
Yeah, so I'm in another big European league and it's the Scottish League One.
Fantastic.
It's Saturday at 3:00 and it's Falkirk versus the home of Neighbours, Edinburgh. And this is basically, so you can get Edinburgh at 3-1. Edinburgh and Falkirk are pretty much basically the same team in my research. So Edinburgh is second with 25 points from 14. They've scored 25. They've conceded 19. Falkirk, a third. They've got 24 points from 14. They've scored 25, conceded 16. Form table, they've both took 7 points from the last 5. Falkirk have taken 13 points from 7 home games. Edinburgh have taken 13 points from 7 away games. Falkirk have lost the last 2 home games as well. They've lost 1-0 to Dunfermline and they lost to Kelty Hearts, which are I think Andy had that, didn't he?
Possibly.
I think that was a value on Dunfermline. But they've lost 2-1-2, drawn 1 in the last 5. Edinburgh exactly the same. Lost 2-1-2, drawn 1. There's only ever been 2 meetings between these 2 sides. One, obviously, in the league, which Falkirk won 3-0. And the other one, I don't know if you guys know anything about this, was a League Cup game in 2021 where Edinburgh got given a 3-0 walkover win. Oh. I don't know why. I can't find out why.
I think this was COVID related and being unable to field a team.
Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Unlike in England where they just cancel the game and manage to play it again.
They put a rule in place where if you couldn't fulfill your fixture, that was it.
Yeah. Okay. Right. But yeah, just for 2 teams that like pretty much got exactly the same form, exactly like the 2 and 3 in the league. I'm not really 100% sure why Edinburgh are a higher player to a 3-1 when Falkirk are favourites. But yeah, so I'd rather sit with Edinburgh here at 3-1 and take a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Falkirk are obviously a big name.
Yeah.
They've been in the Premier League recently. They're expected to be challenging and potentially back up there at some point. I think people are just waiting for the Edinburgh FC bubble to burst. Not happened yet. So let's hope it doesn't happen this week.
Yeah.
So that's three outsiders there. Wolfsburg at 13-5, Lorient at 11-5, FC Edinburgh 3-1. You combine the three of them together, 45-1. So big. I'll take that as a Trixie, no doubt. So hopefully I'll need two of the three, but three of the three is very, very good.
You take it as some kind of Goliath paired up with four of Dave's horses.
I was about to say, you need more selections to start doing Goliaths. Okay. There we go. Midsection horses. Excellent. So that's the main picks from our three regular categories. Now onto the charity bet, where we'll look to emulate last week's success, but this time as a treble. My game for the charity pick this week's on Sunday at 5 p.m. back in the Danish Superliga for league leaders Nordjylland against Aalborg. The home win here for Nordjylland is 7-10. So still top after a solid draw away at last season's runner-up Midtjylland last week. They have 32 points from 16 matches and 17 points from the 8 home games that they've played so far. Aalborg, all the way back in 11th place, is only a 12-team league, so 11th is not good. It's second bottom. 14 points from their 16 games, 7 of which they've managed to pick up on the road. Form-wise, Nordjylland are joint top of the 5-game form table with 9 points. Aalborg are in 10th of the 12-team league with only 4 points from their last possible 15. The only worry really here is the head-to-head record. The last 6 games between the teams have been 2 wins for Aalborg and 4 draws, so no wins for Nordjylland in this fixture in the last 6 occurrences of it. Hence why I have this in the charity slot as opposed to the value slot, but I still fully expect Nordjylland to win this match. So that's leg 1 of our charity treble this weekend.
Leg 2 takes us to the Sierra A again. Saturday night, if you're at a loose end, 7:45, I believe it's on BT Sport. This is Bologna versus Sassuolo, and I fancy a home win here at, as I pointed out earlier on in the show, not to be called a huge shite bag, 13-10. So this is Bologna at home. Two teams right beside each other in the league, 16 points, Bologna, 15 points, Sassuolo. How they've got these points and when differ massively, with Bologna being an in-form pick at the moment, winning 4 of the last 5 games, home and away, beating Torino, Monza, Lecce and Cagliari in there, narrowly losing to Napoli when I'd backed Napoli in that game, 3-2. Contrast that with Sassuolo here, who've lost to Empoli. They got beat 4-0 by Napoli, losing to Atalanta and Inter in there. Tough teams, but they're in a bit of a tough run-in for them at the moment. Bologna have been good. Obviously, Lewis Ferguson's playing for them just now, one of our Scots abroad, and he's banging them in for them at the moment. But yeah, I think Bologna have got enough in here to be doing some serious damage to a Sassuolo team that haven't quite hit the heights that they'd had at the start of the season. So I think that Bologna will win this game. They're 13-10 to do so. That's really it for me. I'll pass over to Dave. Aware that my connection dipped slightly there, but because I am recording it, not a problem to me. My mic was still rolling. So, Dave, what have you got charity-wise?
So I'm in League 2 again. Again, Saturday at 3 o'clock, and it's Harrogate versus Leighton Orient. And I'm going to take Leighton Orient here at 8-7. Leighton Orient are top of this division. They've got 39 points from 16. Scored 26, only conceded 9 goals. Whereas Harrogate, down in 21st, they've only taken 12 points from their 16 games. They've only scored 14 goals and they've conceded 24. Orient, to top of the form table, they've taken 11 points from 5. Whereas Harrogate have only taken 4 points from 5. And again, Orient, top of the away form table as well, taking 17 points from their 7 home games. Harrogate, 21st in the home form table. They've only taken 18 points from their 7 home games. 8 points, not 18, from their 7 home games. And Harrogate did win their last game out against Bradford, but a lost 2, drew and 1 before then. Mm-hmm. And Orient did lose their last game to Crewe, 1-0, but they won 3 league games and drew the other 2 before that. Now, they've met 3 times. They've met 6 times head-to-head. Obviously, the 3 times at Harrogate, Leighton Orient have won 2 3-0, and the other one was a 2-all draw. So Orient to win 3-0, would be 16-1.
There you go, right? I said, Andy, price that up, mate. What's the triple?
I mean, out of those 6 games, Harrogate have only won 1. There's been 1 draw, and Orient have won the rest. Orient have kept the most clean sheets in the league as well. They've kept 10 clean sheets this season. So, yeah, I think, like I said, best form, top of the league. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a comfortable Leighton Orient win here.
Wouldn't we all? So, yeah. Andy, what does that take us to for our guaranteed locked-in banker treble where we've all picked pretty big odd shows?
Well, for the charge treble this week, 7.4-1 at Bet365, which, you know, £85 essentially, we would be able to donate to Movember next week. Should Norgeland, Bologna, and Leighton Orient win their respective fixtures this weekend?
Nice.
3 of us on the show this week. Good to have a full cohort back again. Just some quick maths there for me because I can't price it up because Kyoto Sanga odds aren't available yet. But I think if you wanted to back all the selections in a mega 12-fold, it would return something like 13,000-1.
That's all right. You know, so I mean, my virtual background will be in Monaco next week then, as opposed to... I guess it looks the same when I've got a virtual background, doesn't it? It doesn't matter if I'm on my super yacht by then.
not to be sniffed at. Should we get all 12? It will happen one day. Hopefully, this week is the week. just to remind you all, we do have a Patreon channel. So if you fancy helping the podcast out a wee bit, it's £6 a month to join the Trample Bet Club. You get the video podcast and also all the picks written down in a handy JPEG format, so you don't have to go back and try and remember which picks you like the sound of this week. Also, have a Facebook group, free to join that. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook and get involved in the discussions there. We've got plenty of regular contributors and a lot of good stuff going on in the Facebook group. I'm sure there'll be plenty of World Cup chat coming up as well. So, a good place to be. Gordo, Dave, thank you very much for your time and your picks as always. Gordon has to say something.
I was just going to say that we did this in the midsection, but just a little shout there. Andy has a predictor that he runs every year. This is for the World Cup. Do you see yourself as a savant, a man who can see perhaps an Argentina win for the World Cup delusionally, or do you see yourself as maybe picking the correct winner? Drop Andy a message if you do wish to get involved. I think it's £20 a head. We generally get about, I don't know, about 60 or 70 entries. So there's a good prize at the end of it. And it's actually pretty good patter for all involved. But so should you wish to be involved in that, drop either Andy or myself a shout in there. I take no credit for it. It's all done by Andy, but I can certainly pass you on to him. So, Andy, go on. See us out then.
Do it again. Gordon, Dave, thanks very much for your time and your picks this week. We'll see you back next week for hopefully we're recapping another successful week of the Trample Bet Podcast. That's it. Have a great weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.